What we describe as Viennese classicism was a revolution in musical style, and one of the most significant epochs in the whole of music history. It belongs to the years between about 1780 to 1830, and its most famous exponents were Joseph Haydn, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and Ludwig van Beethoven. Up to this point, composers had either composed for God or the ruler of the time, and accordingly, music had had the task of portraying the eternal order of the universe in its keys, chords, and melodies. Viennese classicism broke away radically from all that. It was composed for a broad public. Instead of concerning itself with the universe, it wanted to enter into a dialogue with this public. Since then, people have become music experts, more through fantasy and intuition than through technical knowledge. Viennese classicism didn't only increase the appreciation of instrumental music in comparison to sung music, but it also increased respect for the composer's intentions. In the Baroque era, it was still customary to shuffle around the movements of a symphony or to include extraneous arias in operas. The reason why such a free hand with a work of art seems unthinkable to us today is thanks ultimately to Viennese classicism. Four houses in which Joseph Haydn once lived, and all four are still standing. The first is Haydn's birthplace in Rohrau in eastern Lower Austria. His parents were simple servants there in the castle of Count Harrach. It was discovered early on that the boy was musically highly gifted, despite his humble origins, and he arrived in Vienna as a choir boy in St. Stephen's Cathedral. The second house stands on Michaelerplatz in Vienna. The young Haydn, poor as a church mouse, rented an attic in this house. But in the refined floors below, people were living there who were able to help him along. The Habsburg court poet and world-famous opera librettist Pietro Metastasio, and above all, a certain Princess Esterházy, with whose sons Haydn would go on to become court musical director, a position every musician of the time could only dream of. The castle of the Esterházys in Eisenstadt is the third building displayed. The court plied between Eisenstadt and Esterházy, south of Lake Neusiedl, and Haydn rose to international fame during his 30 years in the service of the Esterházys. The fourth house was in Haydn's own possession. It stands in Gumpendorf in Vienna's 6th district, and Haydn bought it for his old age, when composing had already made him rich.
The music of Joseph Haydn had a revolutionary impact on his contemporaries. He was born in 1732 and was thus the oldest representative of Viennese classicism. Haydn wrote an astonishing 104 symphonies, in addition to church music and an enormous amount of chamber music, and 126 trios for baritone, an instrument his master, Prince Nikolaus von Esterházy, liked to play himself. Apart from that, there are 22 operas by Haydn, half of which were premiered in the famous Royal Opera House in Esterházy. In the showcase you can see a sketch of Haydn's last work, one of his 83 string quartets. It remained unfinished. In the last 16 years of his life, he did little composing. At that time, he had the following printed on his visiting card.
My strength is all gone. I am old and weak.
Haydn had already found international fame when he was royal court composer to the Esterházys. Alongside his enormous workload for the prince, he always managed to find the time and the strength to fulfil commissions for compositions from Spain, France, or Italy. In 1791, he was pensioned off by the Esterházys because the new prince didn't have much time for music. He immediately went away on a long concert tour to England, and there he became an instant star of the London music scene, and consequently a rich man. 3 years later, he was back in London for several months, but he could never decide to remain there for any length of time. He brought a parrot home with him, and you can see this parrot here in the middle of the room, between the two display cases, sitting stuffed on its perch. The parrot was supposed to have been able to say, "Papa Haydn."